Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Buddy, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. We've got a diverse program lined up for you today. In the first couple of segments, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors from Consumer Guide, and we're going to be talking about a new phrase. Many of you may have heard of this automotive phrase, but it's relatively new within the last 8 to 10 years or so, and we're going to be talking about the use of this phrase during the past week or so with our very special guest. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, we're going to be joined by Don Jones, the CEO of theoldcarguys.com. He's going to be joining us from an old car event somewhere. I'm not quite sure where he is. We'll find out a little later on in this hour of the program. Coming up in hour number two, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to be joined by the Consumer Affairs Director of General Motors, who's going to be telling us about the use of the web. James Bell will be telling us all about research that General Motors has done that you folks are using the web more than ever when it comes to purchasing new or pre-owned vehicles. Also coming up a little later on in the broadcast, we'll be joined by Rob Molnar. He's the chief enthusiast for J.C. Whitney. They're celebrating 100 years, and we're along for the ride celebrating the great history of the company, and he's arranged for a special guest to join us. Telephone-wise, the number to dial in to John, who is running the master controls, is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email during the show, during the week, anytime, 24-7, it's Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Right now, let's go to the Windy City of Chicago and welcome the publisher of Consumer Guide. It's my pleasure to welcome Tom Appel. Tom, how are you doing? Thank you so much for joining us, Tom. Oh, we may have a little connection problem with Tom. John will take care of that, no question about it. I know I've asked Tom Appel this before about Chicago being named the Windy City. In reality, there are other cities here in North America that are windier than Chicago, but somehow many years ago that expression was placed on the city of Chicago, and it is stuck, so everybody tends to refer to it as the Windy City. I've been there a number of times for the auto shows, and of course, I was a spokesperson for Sears back in 2000 to 2002 on their diehard battery. So have spent some time in Chicago, not enough time because it's a really wonderful town, and a lot of my time spent there has been in the winter, and that's not the best time of the year. This is the best time of the year and the months ahead in Chicago. Is Tom Appel with us? Let's see. Let's go to the guest lines right now and welcome the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. And by the way, if you've never checked out Consumer Guide, I know I've told this story many times before here on the broadcast, but I started reading Consumer Guide magazine when I was a kid, and I love Consumer Guide, and they also published some pricing guides that I was particularly fond of, and I used to belong to a pool in my hometown of Needham, Massachusetts, and used to take these magazines and guides, and I would be configuring at a very young age some dream cars that I would like to own, Corvettes and Camaros and Mustangs, and looking at the exotics as well. I've always been a big fan of Consumer Guide, and when we started having Tom on as a regular contributor here on the show a year or so ago, I just was really thrilled that he was able to join us on a regular basis to provide great commentary. And nowadays, Consumer Guide is an online-only presents, the print side. They print a guide once a year, but the rest of the time you can find all the cool stuff at consumerguide.com, and they have a wonderful blog. And that's the one you got to check out. You go to consumerguide.com, and then you check out the blog, and that's where you'll see Tom's comments and the comments of many of the other editors about various topics, including the one we're going to be talking about here today after we get our connection problems fixed with Tom Appel. In the meantime, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw out a trivia question there just to get the phones lit up early on here in the broadcast. And for those of you who would like to play trivia, I'm going to reward you with a number of prizes. Number one, we're going to give you some cool prize to be determined. I don't know what Warren has got up his sleeve, but Warren Tracy is the man behind the Busted Knuckle Garage. What a great name. And Warren was out last week at the National Hardware Show showing off some of his cool stuff. But this is, in my opinion, one of the best sites in the entire world for automotive and motorcycle gifts and all kinds of cool stuff, not only for your car, but for your home or your office. And Warren is going to send you a cool prize, free, from the Busted Knuckle Garage if you get this trivia question right. We're also going to send you out some samples of a product we've talked about and have actually given award to here at Auto World. It's the 2015 Green Product of the Year. It's wash drops. And the thing that makes wash drops so unique is the fact that you only need one bucket of water to wash your car, and then after you wash your car, you don't have to use a hose to rinse it off, and it's environmentally friendly. This thing is taking off all over the globe, all over North America, all over China, and all over various places. And we're pleased to have those folks partnering with us and giving out some very cool samples to you guys. And lastly, we're going to give you a Haynes manual. Won't happen right away, but down the road. Here we go. Here's the trivia question. We'll make it a relatively easy one. Who made the vehicle known as the X19? The X19. In the middle 1970s, it was a popular sporting vehicle. Sold here in North America as well as around the world. The X19, a mid-engine affordable sports car. Now, you can't find that today. There aren't that many mid-engine vehicles to begin with, and probably the most affordable is the one that I drove just a month or so ago, and that's the Alfa Romeo 4C, which is a very cool car. This is a part of the Chrysler Group, the Fiat Chrysler organization, and a cousin to Ferraris, and actually has a number of pieces that you can see have been derived from Ferraris and some even more expensive Alfa Romeos, which are presently not on sale here in North America. So again, the question at 855-660-4261 is who gave us the X19 sports car? Who was the maker of the X19 sports car? Dial John up at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or you can shoot me an email, bob@boblongradio, and we'll get you out that trio of prizes. It's that easy. We're still having some connection problems with Tom Appel, but what we're going to be talking about, I'll give it away here, is the phrase called hypermiling, and that's something that he has been doing in the last week or so in Chicago at the offices of Consumer Guide. He's been trying to achieve ultimate mileage, just like years ago we used to like to achieve and still do today ultimate performance from your vehicle. It's become kind of a subculture. There are a lot of people out there that you really get all psyched up about the fact that they got 40 miles to the gallon or 45 miles to the gallon or 50 miles to the gallon. And just like the folks who like to compare 0 to 60 times, there are many folks on the Internet and elsewhere that love to compare their mileage for the week or the month or the year. This is Auto World. We're live across North America.
Well, I saw a on the road again, I'm on the road again. Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again, I'm on the road again.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We don't know what happened to our very special guest, Tom Appel. John, our great producer, we had him on the line, and then we lost him, and ever since then, it must be some sort of telephone problem. But we're going to keep on trying. Hypermiling is what we're going to be talking about, and that's driving in a manner in which you try and get your optimum miles per gallon, things like coasting up to a red light, things like accelerating very gently, accelerating as if you've got an egg between your foot and the accelerator pedal. If you're driving a hybrid car, using a lot of braking so that you're gathering up that that regenerative braking energy and putting it back into the battery. Frank Marcus, I was at Motor Trend Magazine for 10 years as their radio host, as well as I'm the only one who has been on the radio side, or now they have a podcast with Charlie Vogelheim, that did everything. I wrote for the magazine. I also had a blog. It was called Radioactive. And I also, at major events, myself and Gene Jennings, who is no longer the head of Automobile Magazine, has got her own site on the web, GeneKnowsCars.com, a legendary person, Gene Lindemood Jennings. She and Angus McKenzie, who in my time was the editor-in-chief of Motor Trend, who has now moved on to be a chief creative officer for the company that owns Motor Trend. We were the three that did the videos from the big shows, doing the interviews with the big wigs. Frank Marcus was a guy that I worked with at Motor Trend. He's still at Motor Trend now. He's technical editor. I mean, he's an engineer. He used to work for Chrysler. And I remember him doing a story about hypermiling and talking about a new generation of car lingo. You know, it used to all be about 0 to 60 times and skid pad times and quarter mile times and things like that. But this is a new thing. You know, folks get really into this. There are blogs and forums and lots of things on the internet which people talk about hypermiling and hypermiling techniques. So we're going to have to get Tom Appel back with us in the next week or so he can explain a little bit more about his personal experiences with hypermiling. Meanwhile, everybody listening there on the other side of the radio, if you're listening on WOGO in Wisconsin, we are 100% live. If you're listening on our great station in Utah, KDXU, we are live coming at you, so give us a call. Or if you're listening down in Alabama or on any of our other great radio stations, we would absolutely love to hear from you. Or if you're listening online at GCNlive.com, the question is an easy one, and it's about a sports car from the middle 1970s. And it was a mid-engine two-seater sports car from a non-domestic manufacturer. So this was a foreign car, and it was called the X19. Who made the X19? I'll give you one more hint coming up in the next minute or so, but let's see if we can get some more people guessing. We've had a number of people guess a lot of German manufacturers. Porsche, no. Volkswagen, no. Audi, no. Opel, that's an interesting one. A lot of people don't know about Opel here in the U.S. They've had a couple of cars sold here in North America. Remember the old Opel GT sold in the 1970s. But that's primarily a European brand of General Motors. No, that is not correct. A couple of Japanese votes here. Toyota? No, definitely not. Toyota has made a few sporting vehicles over the years. Certainly the Supra. The last Supra was quite a sporting car. They've also made the mid-engine car, the MR2, or as we used to call it, the Mr. 2, in a couple of different guises. But interestingly enough, in the gossip mill here, I can tell you a little inside scoop. They are going to bring back the Supra as a halo performance car for the Toyota brand, as Toyota tries to inject more passion and tries to inject more sportiness into their vehicles, both on the mainstream Toyota side as well as the high-end Lexus side of the fence. Lexus, of course, had that uber-expensive supercar, the LFA, $400,000 vehicle, and in all honesty, they had a hard time selling all of them. I think there may be a handful out there still with no miles on it, still at various dealers, not sold. I mean, a technological masterpiece, 10-cylinder engine, The exhaust was tuned by the musical instrument company Yamaha. And I never have had the opportunity to drive one of those vehicles. I would love to have the opportunity to drive one of those vehicles, but it just didn't come my way, didn't fall into place for me. But I've been around them and sat in one at one of the major auto shows, and also had the opportunity to hear one fire up with the very unusual 10-cylinder engine note tuned by Yamaha. Very cool car, kind of a Hollywood celebrity car more than anything else. But here's the gossip. Here's the inside scoop. Toyota is working with BMW on the successor to the Supra. This is going to be a joint venture, not unlike what we've seen in recent times with a joint venture between Subaru and Scion on their sports cars, the BRZ and the FRX. Subaru provided the engine and the chassis and the architecture, and Toyota provided a number of other pieces to the equation. Well, rumor has it BMW is going to be really heavily involved in the engineering side of this new Supra. And, this may be a Corvette fighter. It's not going to be an inexpensive vehicle. It's probably going to be a $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 vehicle. But there have been some spy shots of a vehicle under development that looks very much like a concept vehicle shown within the last year or two by Toyota. As to what the next generation of a Supra might look like, kind of a little funky looking, has a very long nose and a very race car inspired. It will be very interesting to see this vehicle when it comes to market, a combo BMW and Toyota. Now, if you said that to me 10 years ago, I'd say, that's never going to happen, because talk about two different companies with two incredibly different philosophies. You know, BMW known for making the ultimate driving machine and very, very into things like suspension tuning and engines and performance, and Toyota being more a mainstream brand into fuel economy and reliability and, all the things that folks have come to love about Toyota. To see those two companies join up together to make a vehicle, that's going to be something to see. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. I promised you another hint. Well, the other hint on the X19, who made the X19? I can tell you that this car company is now back in the U.S. They are back selling vehicles in the U.S., and they have quite a few different models. No sports car yet. Well, pseudo sports cars they have. But we'll take some calls on the other side. 855-660-4261. Also, we've got the old car guy, Don Jones, straight ahead. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
WashDrops is the unique wash-and-shine solution. Our scientific wash-and-shine formula produces amazing results using only one bucket of water and 1 ounce of WashDrops. No hose, no rinse. It really works. You don't need those full-service or drive-through car washes. Use WashDrops anywhere. WashDrops, an evolution in car wash solutions. Keep it clean and stay in the green. Buy now at WashDrops.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Straight ahead in this half hour of the broadcast, Don Jones, known as the Old Car Guy, CEO of the oldcarguys.com. He's going to be joining us from a special remote locale, and we're going to hear about that momentarily. Meanwhile, we've had a number of people dive in trying to answer the trivia question here, and whoever comes up with the answer to the trivia question gets not one, not two, but three different prizes. You're going to get something from the Busted Knuckle Garage. That's a really cool item. You're going to get some free wash drop samples. And also, down the road, we're going to hook you up with a Haynes manual. That's probably a month or so down the road. But we're going to get that to you if you can come up with the answer to the question, who gave us the X19, the mid-engine sports car sold in North America here in the U.S. of A. in the 1970s. We're on a number of stations in Alabama, but no question about it. My favorite one is WFPA in Fort Payne, Alabama. I want to thank all the great folks there. And matter of fact, I'm going to be on the local morning show next Monday at 7 o'clock a local time, so check me out. And speaking of Alabama, let's go to Mike joining us, listening on WFPA. Mike, thank you very much for dialing us up. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Bob. It's good to talk to you.
Well, let's see if we can get this question solved here. This was a mid-engine sports car, 1970s, very popular, was affordable. It was called the X19. This car company has, in the last few years, returned to the U.S. market. Who gave us the X19?
That was a Fiat.
You got it, absolutely.
I used to be a Fiat guy. I had a couple. I always wanted an X19, but I never bought one. I had a couple of 500s back in the day. But as soon as you said X19, I knew exactly who it was. And now they have returned and bought Chrysler. and we've got fiat back in America.
Absolutely. And what do you think about some of the new fiat offerings? They have the new 500C. They have the longer version, the 500L. They have just introduced, and not for sale yet, but soon to be on sale, the 500X. And then they have their sporting version called the Abarth. They had a slow start here in the U.S., but now this car company is definitely on a roll. What do you think of the new renditions of the Classic 500?
Well, I've seen a couple of the original, the first model. They came out with 500 running around town here, but none of the dealers sell them here. So I just look at the price, and I know what I paid for my 500 back in 1959, and to see that their starting price was $20,000. It's a little stunning.
That is so true. I know exactly what you mean.
And I saw the last one. They just began to advertise that four-door model.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little unusual. I don't know. Is Chrysler dealers selling those things, or do they have their separate standalone dealerships, do you know?
Yeah, they have standalone dealerships. They actually don't even call them dealerships. They call them design studios, and they're at selected Chrysler dealerships. So they are part of the Chrysler dealership chains, but only selected ones, and they really are trying to give it a whole different feel, almost like Maserati or Ferrari, in calling it a design studio. You can go in, because it's true, Mike, you can configure these Fiats with literally hundreds of different color and interior combinations, leather choices, and even, you know, to have the color of your roof painted a special color of your mirrors painted a special color. That they're trying to make it a very unique vehicle.
I would love to see one up close. I mean, I wish there was a dealer here that had one. The look is a lot like, it's kind of an enhanced look of what the original looked like. But they're making it a bigger car, the same way that BMW has done with the new Mini. It's not the same as the Mini Cooper was, which is a tiny car. And now they've even made that into a four-door vehicle. So it's kind of mind-bending to think back to the old days and see these new renditions of these automobiles and see where they've gone with them. So they're making them, obviously, to be attractive to this generation. And from what I've seen, for having no dealerships here and to see three or four of them running around, they're going to penetrate the market from the looks of them.
Absolutely. Well said, Mike. Well, thank you so much. Hang on the line for John. We'll get all of your information, and we'll get you out those cool prizes. And in the meantime, tune in 7 o'clock local time there at WFPA on Monday morning. And I'm going to be on with the great morning show host there, Mike. I can't wait to talk with him.
Great. Thanks, Bob. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Now we go to our very special guest, and he is joining us from a remote locale. Let's go to Don Jones, the old car guy himself. Don, welcome to the broadcast, and how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing real well. Just back in St. Louis after my 11-day Magic Mystery Tour through the South, looking for old cars and salvage yards and occasionally tank or two. So We actually picked up our first armored vehicle that we're putting up for sale for a museum in Danville, Virginia. The armor museum down there, a privately owned museum by a couple of folks, and probably the largest collection of largest private collection of armor in the United States. A 360,000 square foot warehouse with 120 pieces of armor and artillery in it. So that is kind of a first for us. But today we're in St. Louis at the Pistons and Pumper Auto Show at the National Auto Museum here in St. Louis.
Well, tell us a little bit more about that show. What a very cool name. Tell us a little bit about what kind of stuff was on display.
Well, this is an annual show, but this is more of a old service vehicle and a commercial vehicle type of show. So I'm sitting here in our Yo Car Guys remote studio looking out through the windshield of my car at a number of early 20th century fire trucks that are from the Gateway Historical Fire truck apparatus organization. I can't even get their name out straight. But there's a number of trucks going back to the 30s, 40s, and 50s that are here. There's folks with the Rescue Dalmatian Society. They're setting up their tent, and then they have a couple of rescue dogs. And a couple of old cement mixers and large devices for conveying wet cement over a distance. National Guard, Park Service. Usually we have the reenactors and the military vehicle folks, but they haven't showed up yet.
Interesting. What a great concept for a show to have. I like the name Pumpers and Pistons. That's just a great one, combining the fire trucks and the service vehicles with the regular vehicles as well, but with a heavy focus on the Fire Historical Society. I'm curious to know a little bit more about this military vehicle, this tank that you've picked up to sell. What kind of tank is it? I understand it's a tank with a very unusual name.
Well, it's a universal weapons carrier. It's about a 1944. Actually, I call it a tank, but it's more of a personnel or a weapons carrying device. It has an open top and doesn't have the large piece of artillery in a turret in the top. But the open top allows the occupants either to shoot out from behind the steel box or to launch mortar shells or fire heavy machine guns from a certain amount of cover. So it's rather light, and it's very similar to the British Brent gun carrier of World War II fame.
And this is a whole society within itself, a whole niche of the collector car market.
I'm losing you, Bob. I don't hear you on the other end. And we have that, and we just put that up on Facebook, and we'll have it up in a couple of days on the website. And they also gave us a 1942 German Kugelwagen.
I gotta hear more about that on the other side. Don't go away. This is Ottawa.
German staff car, similar to the Jeep, and it actually was the model for the Volkswagen thing that came out.
Hold
in
that thought, Don.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Don Jones is our very special guest. TheOldCarGuys.com is his website. Auto World Radio is my website. This is Auto World. And again, we are live. Unlike many shows on the weekends, you can dial us up at 855-660-4261. If you have any questions or comments for Don or myself, we would absolutely love to hear from you. Now, don't call my studio line. That's not going to do you any good. You got to call into John. And do that right now, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And Don has been telling us about his recent travels to the East Coast. He's back in St. Louis now, and he's telling us about some military vehicles that he's going to be representing. And before that network break there, you were telling us about the vehicle that you picked up recently that was actually the basis of a Volkswagen product that was sold here during the 1970s. I remember them. They were called the Thing. It was a very funkified vehicle, kind of Jeep-like, dune buggy-esque that you could take the doors off. And I remember seeing back in the late 70s, early 80s, a bunch of young kids having these vehicles and having some fun with them.
Right, they were a cool vehicle. They were a convertible top. The doors would come off, so they were kind of a very basic sporting vehicle. Somewhat inexpensive for the time. I think they only lasted maybe 3 or 4 years before they dropped off the market. What I'm looking at now is I'm wondering how much of the parts from the Volkswagen Thing would work on these World War II vehicles. Because you know, they were in fact used as the model, but I don't know if there was a significantly heavier metal used in the older vehicles or not. So I'm kind of exploring it now, and I was kind of lucky a little earlier this morning to run into a couple of people from the Military Vehicle Collector Society who told me that there's a couple of folks in the St. Louis area that actually own these World War II vehicles. And they're somewhat of walking encyclopedias of information. So I'll probably run into them in a few weeks at one of the military shows around here.
And the name of the vehicle when it was not the Thing, was it called a Kluger Wagon? Is that how it's pronounced?
I believe so. You know, a Kluger Wagon, a Kluger Wagon, Wagon. And, you know, I don't really speak German. I have a tough enough time speaking English that isn't from South St. Louis. So I'll leave it to, you know, to the experts on languages to go ahead and pronounce it right. Volkswagen engine, I think they were designed by, Ferrari, I believe, actually designed it. But, you know, the VWs were the engine, air-cooled rear-engine automobile. And they're kind of neat. They have their own little place in military history.
Absolutely. No question about it. If you have a question for Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com, you can dial us up, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And Don is joining us live from the Pumpers and Pistons Car Show. It's a show for fire trucks and service vehicles. It's all part of the Gateway Fire Historical Society in St. Louis. And if you have a question about fire vehicles, and that is a question I'd like to ask you, and that's the popularity of collecting fire trucks and service vehicles. There's a whole niche of the collector car hobby that is focused on this as well. Tell us a little bit about the type of folks that tend to collect fire trucks and other vehicles of that sort. Number one, they gotta have some extra room because most of these vehicles are pretty big.
Yeah, they are big, and you definitely need an 8-car garage is probably a good start. Most of the folks that belong to the chapter here in St. Louis are anywhere from about 50 on up to about 80 years old. Quite a few of them came out of fire service, and for whatever reason decided to have a fire truck after retirement. There's a company here in St. Louis that actually restores old fire trucks, and we were having a conversation a little bit earlier about maybe they had extended business over to military vehicles as well, because the size of the vehicle and the size of the buildings and equipment needed to work on were about the same, and maybe you could stress out the horizons a little bit, maybe start making a profit off of these businesses.
That's great. Don Jones is with us. For those of our listeners, Don, who haven't visited the oldcarguys.com website, what kind of information, what kind of things can be found there on a day-to-day basis?
Well, right now, we have about 17 salvage locations with about 22,000 used automobiles, junkyard cars or salvage yard cars. We're probably America's biggest source for used classic car parts. We're moving into the new old stock and aftermarket. We've had conversations with Dennis Carpenter and U.S. Auto Parts to pick up their lines of Ford pickup truck parts and Cadillac and other General Motor parts. So we're hoping to get those contracts. And then we have an old automobile parts store here in St. Louis that has new old stock parts going back to the 1940s. So we've been able to find some extremely rare, new in the box parts for some of our customers from Crown Auto. And in the next week or so, you'll see a 1937 Mack fire truck up that we found in North Carolina. And of course, the two military vehicles and a World War II motorcycle that we're taking a look at putting up, and we're kind of expanding our inventory a little bit, and we're getting ready to go up and spend about a week or so up in South Dakota and Nebraska doing some swap meets, car shows, and exploring of that. Sandhill area up in South Dakota and western Nebraska. I keep hearing there's some cars up there that I might need to go and discover exist.
That sounds very cool. And you've mentioned Nebraska a number of times during your appearances here on the show. That seems to be a place that has a lot of old vehicles and a lot of discoverables. What makes Nebraska such a magnet for these type of vehicles?
Well, I think part of it is the large farms. And if thinking back when I was a young man and, not having anything to do on a weekend, but to work on the old cars and then, drive them down to the local towns and the malt shop or whatever. And I think a lot of that goes on up there, yet. And a lot of folks that did it in their younger days have still got the cars in the barn, or they've got grandpa's or dad's cars out in the barn. And, it's still surprisingly, there's in surprisingly good shape. They don't salt roads up there like they do down here in the Midwest. And, there just seems to be a tendency of, long, dry summers. And of course, it isn't water if it's frozen. So even though you got a snowy winter, the snow doesn't really affect things as long as it's not melting and doesn't have salt in it. So we're starting to find stuff, and we're starting to hear about other stuff that's out there. So we'll see if we can't go and make some of those places rediscovered.
I get a lot of questions on a week-to-week basis about restoration. In the weeks and months ahead, we'll spend some more time talking about restoration, because lots of people, they see vehicles and they see that they're a good value, and they take on a project, and then they end up spending way more than anticipated. A lot of these folks, of course, watch a lot of the auctions. Mecum has been on the NBC Sports television network in the last few days with their auctions, and of course, we see the Barrett Jackson auctions and many other auctions on the television, and lots of folks kind of get persuaded by that if they see something that is cool or seemingly worth something, that they can spend a short amount of money, and not unlike the folks who buy houses and fix them up and flip them, doing a restoration process on a vehicle can be both time-consuming, it can be very costly as well, and sometimes, Don, as you pointed out, you can spend way more money on a restoration than you're ever going to get for the vehicle.
Oh, absolutely, Bob. So, start out with the most you can afford.
That's really good advice, and we'll talk about that on future editions, future appearances by Don Jones. Check out theoldcarguys.com. Thank you, Don.
Bye-bye.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.